The government of Thailand dropped more than 100 million paper birds on its southern provinces last weekend. It was an attempt to bring peace to a region where more than 500 people have been killed this year. Unlike most of Thailand, where Buddhists are a majority, Muslims are a majority in the south, and the government blames Muslim militants for much of the anti-Buddhist violence there. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from a province in southern Thailand.
Narathiwat's Royal Princess Hotel is among the latest victims of the nearly year-long conflict. The 7-year-old hotel is the largest and one of the nicest in the province, once popular with Thai tourists and with Malaysian visitors from across the border. The music in the hotel lobby may sound cheerful, but the staff here is anything but, and with good reason. On New Year's Day, the music will end, the hotel will close, and the bank will take over. The hotel's general manager, Kittikorn Thembirin. Nobody wants to come here anymore, he says. They're worried it's no longer safe. 80 employees, Buddhists and Muslims, he says, are about to lose their jobs in a region where there is little work to begin with. A half hour's drive south in the town of Thak Bai, more complaints about business and security from a Buddhist shopkeeper, 27-year-old Duong Bunyawan. Business is terrible, she says. My neighbor used to keep her food stall open till midnight. Now she closes at 6. Nobody goes out after dark anymore, Bunyawan says. My husband is a policeman, and he's worried too. Nowadays, she says, he sleeps more with his gun than with me. Not far away, two Muslim men sit cross-legged playing checkers at a small tea stall, using bottle caps and seashells for the game's pieces. Several young men from this neighborhood were among the 78 Muslim demonstrators who died in police custody on October 25th, suffocated or crushed under the weight of other detainees as they were being taken by truck to a detention center. Villager Sarkri Palate, 25, isn't too impressed with this weekend's paper bird bombing of the south. I don't think the paper birds are going to help that much, he says. People were angry before, and they're angry still. Angry, many here say, at the government for what many Muslims see as a history of discrimination and neglect. Angry at the police and the army for their heavy-handed tactics in the south. Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has called the incident at Thak Bai regrettable, but he has offered no apologies to the families of the victims. And until he does, says the head of the Narathiwat Islamic Council, Abdulrahman Abdulsamad, paper birds of peace will carry little weight. Saying you regret something isn't the same as apologizing, he says. We need an apology, not paper birds. Other Muslims say they want not just an apology, but a coherent policy as well, one that will help end decades of discrimination and neglect which have helped fuel the recent militancy. Government spokesman Jakrapol Penke acknowledges mistakes have been made in the past, but he urges patience.
No one would come in and say that the southern situation can be resolved by creating a good public image. No, it has to be managed, and that takes time. The southern situation eventually, in the period of 1 to 3 years, would be seeing the very clear differences in terms of the betterment.
With 540 people killed so far this year, many wonder whether 1 to 3 years may be too long to wait. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.